brave soldier, with rifle on the shoulder, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way.
BFE DOD Podcast with your host LOD and Noble Clem.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Alright, welcome to the BFE DOD Podcast, the week of September 11th, 2005. I'm your host LOD and I'm joined here with Noble Clem, Wolverine, Sack of Jericho, Red Falcon, and a special guest who will be named later. Right now, let's start off with the Allied prospects for winning the campaign. What do you guys think?
It's over.
Done deal.
With the way we've been playing, it's not going to happen. I mean, we would basically have to win from here on out and get attacks to be able to pull this one off.
Why do they even bother showing up anymore?
Well, from what I saw just from the beginning of the day on Saturday, there was a few people in there, but I mean, it was nothing compared to the Axis.
Now, I know last week with the episode we had, we were talking about how the Allies had a good chance. What's happened since last week? Is it the loss of Greece and Yugoslavia? Is that what did them in?
It's just this inability to win, I think. I mean, like, we have some pretty good rounds where we're ahead by a little bit, but most of the time we're losing.
Now, Wolverine, just for the record, is Axis. Noble Clem is Allied. Sack and Jericho, what side are you on?
Allied.
And Red Falcon's Allied, and I'm neutral, so a little bit of an Allied-biased radio show, but, I mean, so far it seems like even the Allies are, you know, harping on the Allies. Is this a leadership problem? Is this a, just bad luck? Did random work, you think? Or did it work against you?
Well, personally, part of what I see that goes on is that there's not a lot of leadership happening on in-game. I mean, there is every now and then you have some good leadership, good people saying, hey, go here, here, here. But most of the time, it's just kind of people, it's random. I think it's not as organized as it should be. And I think that's really causing problems on the Allied side.
I think that, well, I haven't been playing much, but this is what I've noticed so far. It's just that, you know, it's a little bit of everything, basically. Leadership, people not showing up, and servers. And I hope that will get fixed soon, because it's been servers so far recently.
That's a whole other topic I guess we can get into now. I mean, even the most casual BFE player has realized over the last couple of weeks we've been having server issues. I just want to say as a TA, just to get the message out there, we are working on it, and hopefully by Wednesday it's fixed. But, you know, just out in the trenches, how has that affected you? I've seen the TeamSpeak queues up to, like, you know, 35 people waiting in line. Is that been a problem? And how so, guys?
Well, I think to get some of the maybe veterans in there who just really don't want to wait for 4 or 5 hours, or even some of the Euros in there don't want to wait for 5 hours. And I think that's losing a lot of good people. I actually didn't even play Saturday because I saw even the shorter Allied queue and just decided it wasn't worth it for me to wait that long that day.
Plus, it's just no fun to play when there's no hit reg. Like, you shoot a million bullets into the enemy, and then somehow you end up losing.
I think my biggest beef wasn't even, like, the battle servers. It was TeamSpeak going down. TeamSpeak went down, like, 4 or 5 times. And, you know, now we're playing Caveman and DOD, typing to each other. And by the time I get the message typed in, 3 other guys on my team are already killed by the MG. That was really frustrating.
Now, Wolverine, this is really important. Did you coin the phrase Caveman DOD? Because I think that is probably the coolest sounding, like, way of saying it. It is just, like, it's funny, and it's so true. It is like Caveman. Is that the original Wolverine quote?
I would like to say I created, I don't know, somebody else might have said it first, but I know yesterday when we were playing, I said it, and then Moondog laughed, and we were all saying it then because it was ridiculous. You know, it felt like it didn't feel like a BFE anymore. It just felt like stupid pub when we had to type to each other. Why would we bother typing?
Like, I was sitting in the reinforcement channel yesterday when the TS goes down, and it's just like, well, now what are we supposed to do? You don't have any way of communicating with anybody. It's just like, you just hope everything's going okay, and then it's going to be back up soon.
It's funny how it works. You're playing through a battle, and all of a sudden it goes down, and you're like, what do we do now? Almost. because you're just so used to the TeamSpeak.
Yeah, well, hopefully with Source we get, you know, TeamSpeak servers that are stable. I think these are actually stable TeamSpeak. It's just, I think there was a security issue. I think one of the other MyIS TeamSpeak servers was brought down for some reason, and it brought the whole network down. But anyways, about Source, just the game itself, are there any updates this week? I've been reading a lot of haiku poetry from the DataFeed forums. They've been giving away some great tips, and here's one. I just, you know, it's a little funny to read off. I'm going to read it off. Rifleman, Assault Support, my favorite triumvirate of power. Different abilities give them each special precision choice. Well, depends on the mission. And that was posted by Thunder Weenie on the from the development team. And just, what's new since last week, guys?
I have no idea.
We found out it's going to cost $20 to buy over Steam.
Is that a fair price, you guys think?
I don't know. I paid about $70 for the silver package, so I don't know. If I only wanted the DoD source, I didn't want Counter-Strike. I didn't wait, so I got unlucky with it, so $20 is a good deal.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Because that's all you really want, right? It's just DoD source. You don't want anything else. That was when they got you with those packages. But hey, some people are impatient, and that's what happens.
Well, a lot of people also wanted Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike Source. I mean, for $60, I got the silver package, and I think it's a pretty good deal. I mean, I got everything, all the games, pretty much.
Yeah, it's nice to know that I can pretty much play any of the latest games and not have to worry about buying a new one. So I think my $60 was well spent also.
Yeah, well, I kind of got a bad deal because I bought Half-Life right out of the box. So now not only do I not get, like, Condition Zero or the back catalog, but I also had to pay more for Day of Defeat Source.
Yeah, and it'll be a couple more weeks on the 26th. We're going to find out, actually, if the game's even any good. So at least you haven't spent your money yet.
Still waiting for my Half-Life manual.
Now, I've been getting a lot of questions about the transition source, what Battle for Europe's going to do, and I guess I'll just address that since we get a lot of listeners from the Battle for Europe community. Basically, what we're going to do is this campaign will end in the next couple weeks, and we're going to start up a transition with some scrimmages and a beta campaign under Source. We're going to be playing with whichever maps we can get our hands on. It could be, you know, about four maps, it could be 10 maps, whatever we get our hands on, we're going to do scrimmages and a beta campaign. And once, you know, we're ready to go, we've ironed out the rules and gotten enough maps ready, we'll start up a new campaign under Source. Hopefully, you know, that'll be sometime, you know, in November. The date, you know, we're not really sure on yet, but that's the idea. So for all the people that are wondering if there's going to be another classic DataFeed campaign, the answer is almost certainly no. This is going to be the last one. So enjoy it while you got it.
I imagine the next campaign will be free then.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. I don't think we have any plans to charge. It's almost certainly free. Yeah.
You gonna go with the same system though, like what you got now?
Well, there'll be some tweaks for some stuff. I mean, it's still gonna be Battle for Europe. You're gonna recognize it as Battle for Europe. There will be some tweaks, and with the beta campaign, we might be a little bit looser on rules and lift some restrictions. Like, there's talk about, you know, loadouts might be looser, you know, because it'll be a new game. We'll have to see what things play out. But it'll still be Battle for Europe. It'll still be the structure of the armies and the officers and stuff like that. And I guess the segue to Wolverine here is that he's joined and is being a part of the new map development team headed up by Scuba. They're going to be working on Source maps and trying to port them over and getting us with, you know, our own homegrown Battle for Europe mapping team. Wolverine, how's that going?
Well, the map development team is doing all right. We have a few people helping out. What we're looking at now is both porting old maps that are no longer being developed to Source and possibly creating new maps for Source. And if anybody wants to help out, of course, we're always looking for people to help.
How can they join? Do they have to PM somebody, post somewhere? How's that happen? How'd you join?
There is a thread in the public forums called BFE MyIS In-House Map Development Team. You can post there, or I'm sure you can PM Scuba Shark. He's pretty much leading the team up.
Now, do you have any prior experience mapping Wolverine?
No, actually, I have none. What I told Scuba when I joined up was the only mapping experience I ever had was when I first bought Half-Life and I only had 56K. After I finished the single-player game, I downloaded Hammer, which was called WorldCraft then or something. I downloaded that and started making little junk maps for myself and screwing around. And, I mean, that wasn't much, but it was fun, and I was interested in learning more.
That sounds great. So, I mean, really, you guys are just looking for anybody with artwork talent or mapping talent. You're not looking for, I mean, this is not going to be a bunch of experts. You guys are just anybody can apply, pretty much?
Sure, anybody who's interested. I mean, we're not going to turn anybody away if they're willing to help out.
All right, so you hear that, guys. Anyone listening, you know, if you want to help the Battle for Europe community and you have any, you know, artistic mapping talent, even artistic talent with regards to, like, images and 2D, two-dimensional pictures, even they can help.
Yeah, definitely. If there's some guys out there who have some modeling skills, texture skills, that would be very helpful, especially with Source, which is going to be very model-intensive, I think.
Well, that's good to hear, guys. Well, moving along, we have a special guest star, and I think Wolverine can introduce her. She's going to be the first female voice on the BFE Duty podcast.
Well, my girlfriend has listened to the podcast several times because she's wondered where I was Sunday nights while we were recording, so I invited her in to come listen to the recording of the podcast.
And what's her name?
Kira.
How long have you known Wolverine? I mean, a lot of us, you know, Wolverine's a little mysterious. I mean, we didn't even think he had a girlfriend. I thought he was making it up.
Yeah. Well, I've known him for about 4 years now.
How'd you guys meet?
Well, back in the good old days of high school, I was infatuated with him and thought he was, like, so cute and everything. And, I don't know, we started talking. I was actually his 12 math tutor, but he wasn't interested in math.
Yeah, that was choppy. It's probably not a good time for her. She's at university and, like, shared lines and stuff, so it's probably, like, really busy now.
That's okay. So are you both Canadian?
Yep.
What university do you go?
I'm going to Laurentian University in Sudbury.
Any stalkers? You know where she lives.
Haha.
That's cool. You have any aspirations to play Battle for Europe or video games with Wolverine?
I'm thinking since I'm so far away from him now, I want to get into BFE. I haven't really talked to him about that, but yeah, there's some interest.
That's great. That's great. We don't have enough women in BFE, so always add another.
So how many girls do you have playing this game anyways?
What do we have, guys? We have what, Linus,
Anna,
Hermode, Anna,
three.
So I'd be girl number four?
Maybe.
Well, there's been a couple. I know there's been a couple, like, more, but I guess they just haven't played for that long to be recognized or noticed.
Well, killed by a girl and Star, but they've since moved on.
But I'd still be in the single digits, right?
Probably.
That's awesome.
You know, there's more women in the BFE COD.
Why is that?
I don't know. I went there a couple of days ago, and then, like, it was, like, six girls on, seven at that time.
So you were thinking of converting over?
Never. In my wildest dreams, I am devoted.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, does that make players, like, because most of the players are male, does that make you uncomfortable? Is it a good thing, bad thing, when there's a lot of girls playing?
I don't know.
Like, Noble Club, how do you feel? When you're, I mean, is it awkward at all for you?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I played with Anna on the same team this will be the second campaign now. Actually, third, because I think I was on the same team as with her before that. And I've actually enjoyed playing with her. It's actually been a great time. I mean, you get to learn more people, what they like to do, and just their personalities really are great.
That's not what I heard.
Well, whatever.
Some of the women of BFE are okay, but I don't know, Lioness is a bit harsh.
I think a lot of that's the accent, but we love you, Lioness. That comes out from the BFE podcast part. All right, I think we're probably running out of time here. We'll thank Kira for joining us, and this is another episode of the BFE Deity podcast. Thanks for being here, guys.